Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Востока идут, вся дары, не глядя на труд, через пусты.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Okay, Dusty, I'm amazed. You have Russian Christmas carols. Unbelievable. I mean, this is, you have outdone yourself tonight. Russian Christmas carols. Recently, the Heartland Institute, a national free market thing. Russian Christmas carols, seriously? The Heartland Institute and the Rasmussen Reports, one of America's leading polling firms, published a national survey. You still got me caught up on this, the Russian Christmas carols. Published a national survey of 1,000 likely voters on socialism and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Joining us now to tell us about the results of the survey is Donald Kendall from the Heartland Institute and host of Heartland's In the Tank podcast. Donald, thank you for joining us this evening, and I hope you're enjoying the Russian Christmas carols.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm caught up on that, too. I'm wondering if they sell CDs. Can I get that before Christmas?
I don't know. We will see what we can do. I've never heard Rush. I recognize the music. I have no idea what they were saying.
Yeah, hopefully it was good. I don't know.
I'm impressed, though. I've got the best producers in the business here cranking out the Russian Christmas carols for a socialism discussion. This guy's, I tell you, my producers are the best, so...
That's pretty good. That's hard to top. Yeah. I will give them all the props in the world for that one.
So let me tell you, I looked at this poll, and first off, before we get into the numbers, let me ask you, what were the metrics on this? I know you had 1,000 likely voters, Republicans, Democrats, kind of, do you know, how did they do the mix-up on that?
It seems like they try to do it a little bit down the middle. Okay. However, it's just likely voters. So I think that the split, it ended up being almost a 50-50.
Okay, good.
I mean, there's a component that were independents, but I don't think that they were specifically going for a 50-50 split. I think it just kind of ended up being that way.
So the results of the survey were absolutely fascinating. Not very good news, however, if you're an establishment Democrat looking at their field of 2020 candidates, I don't imagine.
Right. Yeah. And actually, this past week, we released all the rest of it. So I think the components that you're looking at are just dealing with the socialism and a little bit of the firearms.
Right.
But there was other components to this that have to deal with climate change and free speech as well.
Yeah. So, see, I haven't seen those elements, but even the stuff that you put out there, and I've put the link that at least the parts that I had, I put it on our Facebook page. But I mean, this stuff's bad. And just to kind of touch on some of it. So you've got like the first one, which was gray, which is better, a free market economic system or socialism? 69% said a free market economic system. I mean, I was a little surprised that, you know, you had at least 12% that said socialism and 18% who weren't sure. I don't know how you could not be sure, but, you know, that's not a good number when 69% of the people say that free market is the way to go and every one of the Democrat candidates is pushing a socialist agenda.
Yeah, no doubt about that. 12% is not great of likely voters. Obviously, our project here, the Stopping Socialism Project, we want to get that number down to as close to zero as possible. So 12% as the time being, I can live with that. When you start breaking down some of the metrics, though, it starts getting a little bit more concerning. For example, when you're looking at different age groups, so 18 to 39-year-olds was the highest age demographic in support of socialism. That was at 19%. So almost one in five. And that's more than double any of the other age groups that we saw.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, it does not. And we kind of tailored our project here to kind of focus in on the younger demographic. So this poll results just basically confirm that we're aiming at the right target.
Well, and then you had, would you vote for a presidential candidate who identifies him or herself as a socialist? 26% said yes, which, again, scary. 50% of the respondents said no. So right there, how do you expect to win an election if you're Bernie Sanders?
Well, that's actually that gets one of the points that we found in this part of the survey was might be the most important part of this entire of the entire survey. It might have the biggest implications for the election coming up, depending on if Bernie Sanders ends up being the candidate. But we found, again, when you kind of do the cross tabulations of these things, that we found that 20% of the people that that reported having a very favorable opinion of Bernie Sanders, 20% of those people said that they would not vote for a candidate who identifies himself as a socialist.
But so they were very favorable for him.
Exactly. So I'm wondering that if he is accurately portrayed as a socialist, if that dries up almost a fifth of his very favorable support.
Right. Well, that also shows that people just, well, it shows how ignorant his base is because they
right.
don't understand. What they're hearing is they're hearing all the free stuff that they're promising, but they don't realize what that really means, is what that means to me.
I think Ocasio-Cortez says she doesn't want to hear that term anymore, so let's find what she wants to say.
Right, well, because that is the new face of the Democrat Party.
Right.
Well, and you know, then you got into the second issue that I saw in the poll results was the support for repealing the Second Amendment. And that was 66% said no, they do not support repealing the Second Amendment, which explains why Beto O'Rourke is out of this thing so early.
Yeah, no doubt about that. There were some interesting results in that. Basically, let me take one step further back. I said that we kind of had we covered socialism, we covered firearms, free speech, climate change issues in this poll. Basically, our main theme of this poll was to try to measure kind of authoritarian tendencies. And we wanted to see kind of which groups seem to want to be able to wield the power of government to, you know, craft society in the image that they think is best. And we found that the two demographics that seemed to have the most authoritarian tendencies across all of these items was the 18 to 39-year-olds. And there was also a demographic breakdown of who employs you. The number, other than that age group that I just mentioned, the other seemingly very authoritarian group was people that were employed by the government.
Well, big surprise. So the youngest, the people who don't want to have to work for a living, and the people who are dependent on government for a living.
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, call me shocked.
One of
the stats that I loved in the poll was that 31% of Democrats and 50% of independents said they would not vote for a presidential candidate who identifies himself or herself as a socialist, or rather who was identified as. So if what I'm taking from that number is if the Republicans do an adequate job of properly identifying who their eventual nominee, who I think it's going to be Elizabeth Warren probably, or frankly, any of them, because they're all socialists based on the way they're running right now. Every single one of them can be identified as a socialist. So if the Trump campaign does a proper job of branding them as what they are, you're going to lose 53% or 51% of Democrats and half of independents right there if we properly identify them for what they are.
Precisely. And I think the other thing is because I could see, you know, some of the people are saying, no, I wouldn't vote for a socialist. But Bernie Sanders is a democratic socialist, as if adding that word in front changes the whole meaning of the word.
That just means we like to elect our dictator.
Exactly. So that kind of also kind of outlines another target for us with this project of really showing that that idea of putting democratic in front does nothing to change the real horror story of the socialism word.
So I'm really curious to see. I'll have to go back to the website and look for the other numbers that you've released now that you've got the rest of the survey out there, the climate change and some of the other things. It's just fascinating when you kind of delve into these numbers and see It is sad to see the younger generation how they're, but they're spoon-fed this from college and from schools, the education establishment. They're just feeding them this, and now this is what the results are showing, I imagine.
Yeah. And let me give you another sneak peek of some of this other stuff here. So when we had the free speech component of the survey, we asked whether or not federal or state governments should ban speech by individuals that a majority of Americans believe to be offensive, including speech considered to be racist or sexist, right? So we purposely phrased the question that way, of banning speech that the majority of the population perceives to be offensive. 27% said yes. Now, one of the highest demographics that said yes to that was that government employees. 42% of government employees, according to this survey, said that we should ban that type of speech. So this isn't even a Second Amendment thing. This is a First Amendment thing.
Right.
Crazy.
Right. Well, but that's what it comes down to, is if you find it offensive, and that's sadly, that's what the state of our affairs is right now. Things that you disagree with that you find offensive can be banned nowadays.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether or not it's true, it's just, I don't like it. I don't want to hear it. Therefore, it should be banned.
Yeah. And that younger demographic, that was 37%, that 18 to 39-year-old, 37%.
Right.
So there's that that younger audience that we're talking about.
Well, and that's why you see comedians who are now saying that they won't go do their routines on college campuses, because it's a hostile environment for them, because they don't want to have to listen to an opinion that they disagree with. Donald, I appreciate you bringing this to it. I've posted the link so far to the survey on our John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But if our listeners want more information, where can they go to find that?
Heartland.org would be the best place to find it. You'll be able to find probably right there on our front page information about it. We just did this past week, you mentioned my podcast, In the Tank podcast. We did a deep dive into all of the numbers now that all of the components of the survey have been released. So, you know, if you want to see a longer discussion on all of that, or you could also have me on again.
I will do that. I will do all the above. How's that, my friend?
Sounds great.
I will do all the above. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us this evening. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
After the break, Michael Austin from the Kansas Policy Institute will update us on the inevitable tax increase coming your way. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.